I am coming to see that the enemy is playing a subtle game. When I look back and I look ahead, I came to see that my father's age mates, some of them were wounded, damaged, because of the event that happened in their lives. And even after the crisis, they stay wounded and damaged. That's what the enemy is after. You see, when you are going through things, the enemy wants you to go with something from that thing you are going through that will stay with you. I will explain in a minute. I've had cousins, uncles that they went through some certain economic crisis. They never recovered. They stay like that all their lifetime. I've had people that have gone through marital issues that just, and you know, I talk about this with all sense of respect. The enemy wants to do some things in your life. He knows the laws of God. So he wants to use that law against you. A couple of years ago, thieves came to our house. And my wife always protected me. She took my phone and threw it so they can't see it. They took her phone. And then we got over it. We woke up. Then 6 months later, I wonder why I was that so insensitive. I didn't see it. We were on the bed. And she said, "Dear, I've not been able to sleep since that thief came to our house." I looked at her and said, "What?" He said, "Every night, it happened in the night. Every time I just woke up in the night." I thank God for the Holy Spirit in those moments. I had myself saying to her, just like a revelation to me too. I said, "Actually, two thieves came to our house that night." I said, "The physical thief, the visible one we can see, came in, took phone that we have replaced. We bought those things back. But another thief behind that want to seize your peace and seize your sense of safety." She's here. I think when we are talking, she slept off. That revelation brought rest. I just had myself saying that. The enemy knows that. So he will leave things behind. We call it mental health issues later. He will drop things in our life. For instance, the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three shall a matter be established. You have an accident. You have another one again. The devil is telling you, you're going to have an accident like this all your life. You have a miscarriage. Then happen again. Say, out of the mouth of two or three. It seizes you, and then you live in the light of that. You travel to Lagos for the first time, and you are robbed in Lagos. Every time you go to Lagos, you either go with not money again, or you go with the sense of. So the enemy does that. He wants to leave something, his devices. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. So that's where we're talking about, what we're talking about now. People just talking about devil, but they don't talk about some of these things that are quite deeper. Let's go, chapter 2, verse 11, 2 Corinthians. Can you take a look at this verse? "Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not what? Ignorant of his devices." So, you see, we talked about last 2 weeks about imaginations, thoughts, no, contradictory circumstances and thoughts. Can you give us back, if you still have them? This is what the enemy uses against us. These are his strongholds. If he brings a thief to your house, he wants to catch you with a permanent thief that will be troubling you, no sense of safety. And sometimes you may get all those things recovered back, but that thing, the enemy just keeps aggrandizing it. You make some business move. You lost. Second one, you lost. He knows his game. He won't let you because he'll tell you this is how your life will be. But that's not true. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Can you say amen to that? But what you are experiencing contra these circumstances won't let you breathe to even receive that. And sometimes, even when you are taking some steps out like that to even do better, it comes with some worse situations in your life, like Jairus. Jairus was losing his daughter. He got to Jesus and he said, "Jesus, please come." And they were coming. Worst thing had happened. And not understanding this, we go a long way. So people are here that you have been giving breakfast. You are 25. A guy was going out with you. A lady was telling me, said, when I was in school, I was going out with this guy. That thing messed up. And then, never recover. That day, she was crying in my office. He came for the first time to our service, one of our special programs. And she was saying, "Look, I can get a husband." I think that has just been written on her. And give us chapter 10, 2 Corinthians, verse 3, King James Version. We read this. Let's look at verse. Okay. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh." Next verse. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down." So today, for a few minutes, if you can, let's talk about pulling down those strongholds. See, because that's what it's after. Things will happen to us in life. Issues will happen. But how do we recover? How do we not let the devil turn that struggle to a stronghold? Do you hear what I just said? We must not allow going to the embassy. You are denied. And you really want to go. And then you are denied again. And then you are denied again. I remember a man in the Bible called Elijah. There was no rain for 3.5 years. And he prophesied to the king, "Rain will fall." And then he went up the mountain. And rain has to fall with cloud. For instance, that's why we were a little bit deceived this morning. We thought the weather, we were put on AC. But the weather was looking cloudy. So we said, "No AC today." Because now, it's getting hot now. So Elijah got on the mountain. He sent the boy out to go and check the cloud. The boy came back and said, "No cloud." Right? He just prophesied. Then Elijah, if you remember, if you know your Bible, he was sitting as if you're about to deliver when the woman is about to push. Like they say, push, pray until something happens. Persevere until something happens. So he said, "The boy, go back again." He said, "I didn't see anything." The third time, "I didn't see anything." You know, it's become a point of shame now. But Elijah said, "Go back again. Go back again. Go back." Fifth time. When he got to fifth time, that boy knew that he better see cloud or he will keep on going forever. So the sixth time, he strained his eyes. The seventh time, he said, "I saw cloud like a man's hand." Tell me, who can see cloud this size? He just, after he saw the cloud, he said, "Master, you got a little joke, you know." He said, "I saw cloud. Wow, is this like this?" He would straight, find something there. And there's a promise of God out there for you. No matter how it looks, God has prepared and planned for your future. Somebody clap your hands for Jesus for that. And then he just got up and said, "There'll be abundance of rain." So there must be that pushing the devil out with persistence. The devil has one strategy to wear you out. Some of you are here today that you are prosperous today, you are successful today. You know those early days, you know what you battle through? And you seem to become unreasonable to push your way through. It seems sometimes that you have to go beyond logical reason. I remember when Prof was struggling with that payment issue. That's behind us now, right? It looks as if you never been solved. you just kept going. You just finally. Somebody has to give way, and it's not you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now let's go a step further. I want to show you how to do this quite well. How not to allow struggle become a stronghold. How does it become a stronghold? It starts in your imagination. Plus contradictory circumstances. Plus thoughts. Those are his keys to holding us strongly. If you can keep repeating it in your mental pictures, and it can show you around you, and it can let the thought persist in your head that that will not happen to you, that will not happen to you. When the woman is looking for a child, she looks out, first year, she still sees her menses. After 2 years, she sees her menses again. She just knows that. Am I going to persist? Or am I going to just trust God? Am I going to... Been there. You try to break through in business or whatever, and the enemy just want to... So let me show you what to do with this. How do you handle this? You know, many of you think that Jesus' test for 40 days was those 3 tests. No, there were 40 days of tests. No, it was not 3 days. That was the last test. Those are the last tests. Let's look at Mark chapter 1. And we're going to see in the life of Jesus, our master. We're going to follow him through to see how to win in this situation. Let me find the verse. Verse 12. Immediately the spirit drove him into the wilderness, and next verse. And he was there in the wilderness. How many days? Tempted by Satan and was with the wild. See that word wild. It's the same word they use for that man that was madman or Gadarene. Wild, illogical situations that want to just throw off your feet. But thank God, angels are also there to minister to you. My friend, not only demons are here, angels are here, and they are for you. Can you clap your hands for Jesus for that? Angels are for you. He was tempted, he was tested 40 days. It was as if it would never end for Jesus. It would never end. But Jesus refused to let the imagination and his circumstances in the wilderness and the persistent thoughts of not seeing reality around him except this waterless, dry place. Remember we read that, was it on Tuesday, that the devil goes in dry places seeking for rest? The madman of Gadarene was in the tombs crying out day and night in lonely places. Don't get lonely, like my wife said. Don't cut yourself out. Hallelujah. So let's look at how Jesus dealt with the devil. Matthew 4. We're going to see certain things to do to pull down these strongholds and not let them build castle in your life. Let's go to Matthew 4. Let's start rounding up probably today. Hallelujah. Let's start from verse 1. The same story, but expanded now. That Jesus was led up by the Spirit to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. You know, this verse used to kind of bug me. How can the Holy Spirit lead you to be tested and tempted and face things? Why do they allow you to go for exam? How many of you have gone through exam in your life? If I don't see your hands up, you didn't hear what I said because you didn't go to school. How many of you like exam? Can I say, you like exam? My sister, you are in the minority. How many of you don't like exam? I don't like exam. I like reading. University Emorasi. Praise the Lord. And what do they test us? Why do they give us exam? To prove what we have. To test the quality. Every car that is made is sent for tests. Every car that you drive today, if you've never gone for tests, it won't be useful to you. They run it through all the desert, arid places, throw it up and down. The car will do campy. Toyota years ago was making waves and was making so many cars and they were not testing them. So their brakes began to fail. And Toyota had to withdraw back. And God won't withdraw you because what he puts in you is enough for life. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Like Elisha says, those that are with us, tell somebody beside you, those that are with us are more than they that are with them. Praise the Lord. So that's tempted by the devil. Let's go on. And then he said, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. The devil is a bad devil. When you get to the point of fasting 40 days, because you start getting to malnutrition, it's starvation now. And then look at next verse. Contradict circumstances. Now, tempter said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, command that this stone become bread. Challenging his identity. you're a son of God, why is this happening to you? If you are going to church and serving God, why is this going on in your life? What's Jesus' answer? It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Next. Then the devil took him. I hope you can see this. Did you see something there? The devil took him. Huh? Jesus. If he took him, he will take you too. The devil took him. You know, I used to be, I'm thinking that somebody said, if you fast, gone, the glory of God will cover you. And devil won't come near. Jesus fast, gone, devil won't move over. I'm not devil, bro. Go and sit down. Thank you. People like sitting at the front because I use them for drama all the time. You know. Took him, set him on a pillar of the temple and said to Jesus, do what? Demonstrate, declare, show yourself by visible appearance. Next verse. What did he say? And said to him, if you are the son of God, throw yourself down, for it's written, it shall give, it's in the charge over you, and in their hand they shall bear you up. See, he's now quoting the Bible to seal up his trouble. You know, people quote Bible. When things happen, like Job, he said, the Lord giveth. The Lord was not the one taking away. We saw it was the devil. You can't tell me this young man, 32-year-old, coming from a party in Lagos around Saturday or Saturday night, around 12 midnight, having two kids at home, and a full of Guinness, and he just ran into something, and he died instantly, and they bring him to church. And the pastor will say, we never know what happened. You know what happened? Stop telling us lies. You know, you run into, you are drunk. Then they will say, the Lord give it. The Lord take it. We know better. The Lord give it. Guinness, take away. Let's stop lying to ourselves in church. There was this guy. They were two crooks. The brother, they're crooks. They're bad men. One of them died. So the brother came to the priest. He said, priest, please, we know we are bad. But just say something nice at the burial ground. So the priest was very smart. So the priest said, see this guy? That brother, compared to his brother, he's a saint. He didn't get the joke. He's powerful, he's great, he's compassionate compared to his brother. That's something good now. They are all crooks, but one is crooker more than the other. Crookers. That's a good grammar. Devil will quote scriptures at you to let you seal you there. We can't be like this in life. This is the way life is. They go and quote one verse from the Old Testament. Are you hearing me? Next verse. That's what is good. Jesus said, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Let's keep reading. Next verse. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain. Now, imagination. And showed them all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. We saw that the first one was adverse circumstances where bread, Jesus was hungry, the place was lonely. The second one, it was about thoughts of becoming big in church. And then this one is imaginations in his head. Showed them all the kingdoms, showing White House, Buckingham Palace. Next verse. And he says, this is what he tells all these young men. We are doing Yahoo, Yahoo Plus. All these things I'll give you if you fall down and worship me. It's difficult to refuse the offer when your child can't pay school fees and your wife is mocking you at home. And your friends avoid you because you have not paid up all their loans and you can't ask for more. This is where it is. But look at what Jesus said. Next verse. Jesus said, next verse, please. Away with you, Satan. I love Bible message. The Bible says, get lost, Satan. Another one says, get behind me. For it's written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. I want you to see stages of how to pull down stronghold. Let's start from the back. See, the last thing Jesus did was to rebuke the devil. Get away from me. Verbally, not just mentally. Are you hearing me? So if you are going to use your weapons, your first weapon you must learn to use is rebuke. Rebuke it. Talk to it. Don't just open your mouth. Just be looking at it. When the thoughts run in your head and imaginations are coming, actually your success, your future success is in what you say, not in what you see. So I want to plead with you. Rebuke. Jesus engaged in the ministry of rebuking. Rebuke means to speak sharply to contend with, to refuse that. To, you know, you're going to have to do that. That will refuse. That's the last thing he did. He refused it. Get away from me, Satan. Next verse. Then the devil left him. And behold, angels came. Minister to him. Every time you rebuke the devil, angels rush in to help you. So learn to rebuke. Jesus rebuked Satan. He rebuked the devil. He rebuked circumstances. He rebuked the storm. He rebuked the high fever. To rebuke. Anytime you just pray. That's the difference between Old Testament and New Testament. Many of you who read too much of Old Testament, you keep pleading and begging God. But when you open the new, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus never prayed to God about the devil. He confronted him. Sometimes, don't pray too much about sickness. Talk to it. Issues in your life, you go to the embassy, they refuse you. Come out and say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is not the end of my hope. By saying those words, you are terminating hopelessness in your life. When something bad happens to you, I say, hey, devil, you're not having the final word here. By saying those words, in my younger days, I had struggle. You know, things will happen to me. I just stay there, and just stay there, and just stay there, and just stay there, and just stay there. And I live in my mind a lot. But a time came, I don't know why, by accident, I just started talking. And I noticed that when I talk like that, I'll just wake up, I'll get better, and I'll have doors open for me. In fact, I remember when we started this church. We had our first service, 78 or 73 people. Oh, no. No, 73 naira was the offering. And how many people came that time? It's a number, a little bit less than 100. And then that service was over. My friend said to me, now, if you get 20 next Sunday, you better thank God. Someone just rose up and said, no, this church will grow. I refuse. You know, if you know how many people have left church to go abroad in this church, they are still growing. But I refuse to let that happen to me that this church is empty. No! There are several thousand people in this city. Hallelujah. So, online guys, we are still here. They come to visit as people in church. That I'm not, you say, Maybe when we get to 1 million, I can move abroad. That's just me. I hate accepting defeat. Praise the Lord. So number one, rebuke. Jesus did that. Then you notice something else he did? Let's describe it. Devil make a move, he will quote the word. Devil make a move, he will quote the word. So we call that one resisting him. You see, resist, rebuke is done with your mouth, but resisting is done with your stamina, with your word of God. Let's go to 1 John 2. Rebuking him, you see that? Resisting him. 1 John 2. Take a look at this. Verse 14. I have listened to you, fathers, because you have known us from the beginning. Look at this set of words. I've listened to you, young men, because you are what? You are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. You must learn, no matter how older you are get, to maintain strength of youthfulness. It's to renew your youth like the eagles. That means you must get strength into you. See, if you are weak, the devil will beat you up. You can't just come here only on Sunday. That's the only time you hear the word of God. You are doomed. You can't get first class by going to class once in a while. You can't get first class like that now. If you're going to be strong, you're going to eat the food of the mighty. I've seen some of these mighty guys that pull cars with their teeth. I won't try the pulpit like with that. I saw their food. One crate of eggs. Kiloleton, you want a gunny? Issue two bars. Two or three at one sitting. If I take one, two fish, I'll pass out. I'll wake up in the hospital. The food of the mighty. You know what Samson said, that strong man? Judges 14:14. I love this verse, always on my mind when I'm talking like this. Judges 14:14. When he killed the lion that roared him on the way to his in-law's house, out of the eater came something to eat. Out of the strong came something. If you have been experienced too much bitterness, maybe you are not having strength. Maybe you are too weak. You know, when you are in school, when I was in school, I was like this. Even girls will beat me up. I mean, everybody can just, everybody just push at you like that, just push at. But when you come in, I remember when I was in school, I rented strength. Jimon don't get brain. He got brain. I got brain, and we get this. So we had a pact. Relax. It's before I was saved. It'll be my strength in fight. I'll be wisdom in exam all. You know the meaning of that? Forget rest. I'll teach him. So, after we made that pact, anywhere I went, I can internally go to a place of trouble. I just say, let's stand. Boom. Jim, they all take off. And thank God, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I don't have Jim anymore. I have the name of Jesus. I have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Can't afford to be weak. My wife depends on me. My children depend on me. They're looking at me. The world is looking at me. You're looking at me too. So I can't afford. Pastor, me, nobody's looking at me. You don't look back. Demons are looking at you. Angels are looking at you. The Father is looking at you. Jesus is looking at you. You are his boy. You are his girl. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Somebody. Hallelujah. So be strong to resist. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Let's read it together. I want you to open your mouth as you read these verses in the Bible. Let's go. Give us quickly 1 Peter 5, verse 8. I want you to read it with your mouth. Let's go. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Next verse. What was it? Next verse. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Next verse. And may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory, but after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and said to you, notice something. There are only one word for suffering. There are four words for your blessing. Perfect, establish, strengthen, said to you. So for one suffering, I got all these deals. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? I'm going to, Professor D, what are you doing over here? That Professor D, it's not, it looks like him. I thought he was saying, really? Yeah, Professor Adi, honestly, I don't know where about the person is. Where are we? Resist him steadfast. Hold your ground. Pastor, I'm not strong. I'm weak. Let the weak say. Pastor, I'm a weaker vessel. Let the weaker say, stronger. Hallelujah. Now, so we saw, number one, rebuke him. Talk with your mouth. Second, stamina. You are slap. Minibaili. Like I told you about mighty ego, all this wrestler. Throw them on the floor. The guy is just this sharp, you know. And they beat him up some more. I don't know whether it's stage managed drama new. I don't know. Have you seen this about this wrestling? And then the guy who do like that, they throw him on the wall, baggers. They clap on him, they start counting. But number 7 or 8, he got up again. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, he start beating the other guy. So I was wondering, what's really going on? I think it's a drama. Is it true? You mean it's that true? I mean, they're beating the guy up. There was a guy who won the Olympic race. I don't know what's his name now. He said he was not thought to win the race. He said he just started running, and the last 10 meters, he just pulled everything within him. And sometimes you have to pull everything within you. Read the Bible, pray, listen to it, and then go through with it. Resist. Number 3. Which you don't notice in the story. Have you noticed that rebuking is the end? Resisting was going on for some time. Satan will come. Jesus will say, Satan will come. Jesus will say, and they are using words against each other. Jesus was using the word of God, not his own word. Devil is speaking his own word. And don't meet him with your own word. Your word will tar. You know, when we are very small, we do like this, guzum, guzum. Your hand can't kill anybody. You have to get that gun from that guy that is certified to make guns. Guzum like that, all disappear. So don't be using your own words. Get the gun certified by heaven. That's the word of God. Is that all right?
Pastor, I don't know the word of God.
Buy a Bible.
Pastor, I can't buy a Bible.
Download one.
Pastor, I don't have a phone.
What's wrong with you? Wake up now. Do something. This one, I'm going to give now. It's not clear like that. But let's go and see Luke version. Telling the same story. Take a look. Luke version. This is it. And this is what I talked about last week. I said I want to round up today. Our time is fast spent. So let's be watching and praying that I'll finish early. Luke version, verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 1. This is not in Matthew, but it's in there. Now, I want you to look at this. Can you look up, everybody? Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Next verse. Being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days, he ate nothing. Afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. Can I drop this? Anybody who look at the story, you will see rebuke very glaring. The devil left. But behind that word rebuke, that's resisting. That he had been doing, resisting. But then behind that resisting, before he ever came up resisting, he was filled. So there is rebuking, can do with your mouth. There is resisting with your heart. Then there's being filled with this, being refilled, let's know, refilled with the Spirit. That's why Paul said, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled, or continually be filled with the Spirit. Let's go to that, Ephesians 5, verse 18. We're going to start resting our case around here. Ephesians 5, verse 18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Let's read it, other verses. Give us Amplified Classic. Amplified Classic. What did he say? Oh, see? And do not get drunk with wine, for that's debauchery. But ever be filled and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. You know, some of you don't notice this. I preach, I teach, but I never tell you that if I don't get filled, I can't do what I'm doing. I'm not the kind of person that has notes, paper. If I don't get filled, if I come to a service not filled, or get myself filled, I can't do what I'm doing. I know people that can just read out sermons. They're good at it. If I don't have the Holy Spirit to fill me again, I'm lost. I start stammering. I'm confused. And that's where I handle my life too. Sometimes parenting, I do that. I just wait for this. Like when my wife said, "Fear, I've not slept yet." That's the Holy Spirit. You're not so good for life. Satan has been here several thousand years before you came here. He's gotten his weapons really well equipped. Who are you? 80-year-old Otia Tobega here. So you need to get somebody else to give you ammunition. Zelensky, that's his name? Ukraine president is begging the West for weapon. Did you see what happened in Israel and Hezbollah last week?
That's the word apple.
Are you seeing this word? Do you know, for the first time, it's amazing. There's a fear all over Lebanon. You know, they have pager, like a phone. They stop using phone, they start using pager. And the pager began to blow up all around them. Your own thing was blowing up because I don't know how Israel did the craftiness like the devil. Got bomb planted in there. Everybody. So and the second day, walkie-talkie began to blow. People started putting their phone down. I just feel like say that will happen in Nigeria. So we leave our phone. Forgive me. I'm not gonna that. It will happen here. You know, three things affected by their phone pager. Number one, it blew their belly. Number two, it blew their hand. Number three, it blew your face. That's what phone does to you when you are on your phone all the time. It blows up your belly. You can't get your stamina. Secondly, it blows up your face. You can't see vision. All you see is your phone. And it can blow up your hands. You can put your hands to work. So put the phones down. Some of you have your children, their phone, you're making them to develop damage for the future. You damage their belly, damage their hand, damage their face. To get that phone off your back sometimes, you need to use it, but I know, don't let it become your slavery pattern or your prison. If the phone blow up once in a while like that, all of us will look at it carefully. Pastor, stop meddling. Let's leave that alone. Some of us, we work on phone. Like I work on phone too. But it's very easy to keep on scrolling forever and not do much with your life. You can be in your shop. You are busy scrolling. Clefera, go see. Oti check no shop. Let's leave that alone. So be refilled. Simulator. Give us Message Bible. Quickly, let's run. Don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God. Huge drop. That means you should be drinking the Spirit. Oh, you come out by you know me. You should come out dangerous. Filled with the Spirit. Pastor, how do you do that? Two ways you do that. I'm random. Two ways you do that. You know, when somebody want to get drunk, let me borrow my water there. When somebody get drunk, you know what they do first? They get up and go somewhere where they sell the drinks. When I was growing up, shops have on and off license. Have you heard that before? I don't know if you've seen that word before, on and off license. And my older folk know that. I never know the meaning until my wife told me. We saw it in UK again. I'm a few, it's on all the time. You go to beer parlor all the time. You see, when you want to drink, what do? You open it. Go through your mouth. It's your mouth that's the key. Not your vein, not your leg. You point through. You also drink the Holy Spirit the same way. Is through your mouth. Look at that verse. Let's go back to NKJV and look at next verse quickly. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking. Give us King James Version. Speaking to yourselves, to one another, in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, you must bring, see, in the Old Testament, anytime they bring singing and psalms and hymns, the Bible says, and the temple was filled with the glory of God. Have you seen that before? Have you ever seen that before in your Bible? You see, when you start, I do this, my ball, they have taken my ball home. Is it still there somewhere? Check whether the ball is still there, because my grandchildren came last time. You see, when you fill the ball with air, are you here? I'm finishing soon. When you fill the ball with air, you do like this, boom. What does it do? It bounces up. The harder the place, the higher it goes. Have you noticed that? It's full of air. But when it is what? Flat, not really anything. When you bang like this on the floor, it takes the shape of the ground. I can flatten me any. That's what devil does to you. He wants you to take the shape of your problem. But you won't. You're going to get filled with the Spirit. And in those hard places, you'll bounce higher. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? So what should you do? Start coming for Friday worship experience. Start worshiping. Start lifting up your hand. Get up in the morning. Sing to God, even when there's no reason to sing. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymn. You want to play something? Go ahead. And it's like, glory to God in the highest. Amen. I woke up this morning. You know when I slept? I slept yesterday. I woke up around 2 o'clock or 1:30. I've not slept since that time. God started giving me some things, but I was feeling tired around 4, 5 o'clock. I had to go for service a whole day. I was just tired. I was just, God, I know you don't believe that. I woke up this morning. I said, I know what I'm going to do. I better get drunk a little bit. Get some drinking, not whiskey. I took my phone and played the music. And music started running. You got it. Thank you. See, this is not full of air very well. It has some hair in it. It goes up. And the harder you throw it, the farther it goes. If it's really full, it keep on doing that. But if you can fill yourself up like that, life hard places will keep you bouncing. And then do what? Singing to yourself in psalms and hymn. Just get up and sing. Hallelujah. You know what? I've invested several $1,000, not naira, into music on my phone. I got all kinds of songs for all kinds of seasons. Spotify is available. Don't go and hear. Ma memu yo, ma paronu mi re. Ibo lo lo kon wa mi lo. Ibo ju lo lo kon wa mi lo. Eyin lo ko Bastian lo we. Ko gbo bi to ba lo. Come on. All those songs that just fell out of the ground won't do you any good. Get some. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and on the sea, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. That's right. The Lord is my. Then we say, I will pray. You're not feeling good, but it doesn't matter. And you can clap. You don't need all this movement. You don't need them. With my heart, I will. Okay, terminate. We don't have all the time in the world. Thank you. You know, I don't sing myself. I told you I have several thousands of songs. I used to be my wife, encyclopedia before sister and listen. I could songs. I could just pick it up, play it, and worship and do the kind of thing. Like yesterday, I was coming. I was hearing a song in my spirit. I took out my phone, play it out. God is for us. But now in recent time, I'm singing it myself. I'm singing. And the last thing I would do is singing by myself. My wife, she's a jolly girl. My wife is a person. She dances by herself. Can you share? I don't. I'm thinking all the time. But now I'm joining her. But I have to close the door by myself alone because it's very embarrassing. On the mountain. In the valley, God is good. It's not sounding. There's no instruments like my phone, but it's coming from my mouth. Out of the mouth of babies, come and see what we read on Friday. We read this verse on Friday. How many of you were here on Friday? Psalm 8. Give us Passion Bible. Passion Bible, quickly. My time is running. I'm already overspent. So let's pray for me to quit. Lord, your name is so great and powerful. People everywhere see your splendor. Your glorious majesty is seen from the heavens, filling the earth with the fame of your name. Next verse. Look at this one. You have built a stronghold by the songs of babies. Stronghold that will hold the devil strongly, so it won't let you attack you anymore. Strength rises up with the chorus of singing children. I will praise the Lord. When you are singing that, strength is rising up. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Let's do it one more time. I will praise the Lord. With my whole, hey! Precious people. Then we say, oh my brother, oh my sister. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Let's go home. Thank you. Thank you. Start singing. And if you are too weak to sing, put it on. You know, when I travel, we sometimes just put music on all the way we talk. You feel the glory of God enters by praise and worship. The glory of God. And that's called the Spirit of God. And when it starts filling you up, you become like a balloon. You begin to bounce. You begin to, wow, we're going to overcome this. You're going to tell yourself again. Talk to yourself. As you're speaking to yourself, I'm a winner. I'm not a loser. The devil's telling you, you are lying. You just lost money. God is with me. I'm not failing. I'm going to make it in life. Whatever I'm going to, God's going to help me. You're going for an interview. You are scared. Praise God. God's going to turn the table around for me. Then, the second one, which is vast important. Everybody here, you charge your phone, don't you? Why do you charge your phone? You will never do a long call, like WhatsApp video for 30 minutes and have 3%. Something wrong with you. What do? You charge your phone. But in recent time, we have been getting what they call supercharger. How many of you have that? You have supercharger. We got supercharger. That's within 1 hour, 30 minutes, it goes from 5 to 85. I thought my phone will burn up. They said it's normal. God can supercharger 65 watts. That's charging normal. Do you know, right now, I don't like normal charging anymore. I got a big one like that. I got one, boom, boom, boom. Like this morning, I was coming to church. My phone was down. Plug it there, 30, 40 minutes, gone. That's called praying in the Holy Spirit. That's speaking in tongues, charging yourself. Anytime I'm trapped and I'm confused and I'm there a lot of time, things happen to me. I just go to the room. I just pray in tongues. I won't open my mouth in English. I don't need 25 watts now. I just pack out and pray, eating, pray, getting up. And I do it toward evening. I pray. I'm still feeling terrible. I pray. 11 o'clock. I sleep. I wake up and pray. I pray. Then around 2 o'clock, I wake up and pray. Then I wake up in the morning. I'm back. Praise God. Pray that thing off my back. He that speaks in a known tongue charges himself, edifies himself. Stop talking in tongues like this. Some of you, the way you talk in tongues is not helping you. You pray in English for why? Now, like, I'm eleven. Father, I thank you. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. See, you are praying a lot in English and few words in tongues. Let me tell you what you are saying in tongues. Lord, please help this boy. He's not listening to you. You should pray in tongues and then put English in. When you pray like that, when you pray in tongues for a while and put English in, the English you speak is inspired. The English you speak is powerful. But when you just speak in English from your mind, I said to them last week, my time is gone. I said to them on Friday, many of you, you are like, you know, I just saw it in Isaiah. You are like this. This is where you run your life. You walk, then you run. Then you lift up like a plane. God said to me, don't live your life anymore like that. Live from the top down. Let me explain that. You see, I was telling you, if I come on Friday, you will have heard that. When you go to the airport, you see the plane. When the plane is about to go off, it will first of all glide like that. You all enter. Then it starts running a little bit. Then you park for its time. When the time comes, start running. Then you take off. The most difficult time is those time. And then the plane will get up and land. But then God said, I don't want to live your life like that. Because it takes a lot of energy to get up. Stay up there. And come down once in a while to do things. Pray in the spirit always. With all supplications in the spirit. So be praying in tongues all the time. Be praying, Pastor, we are going to pray in tongues. In the car, pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Dr. Aliba, that powerful doctor, we pray all the way to Sagamu, going to walk. Just pray in tongues. All I pray about, I don't know. I'm praying in the spirit. Are you listening to somebody here? So, if a plane is coming, this is what the Bible is saying. If you rise up like that, when you are coming to accomplish things, have you ever seen a plane landing? He goes up like that and it's coming down. My. Terrific speed. Then, when it lands, the speed is enormous. Then it's like, you see, it's like that. It's gliding up. It's a go up with strength like the eagles. Remember? It's a mount up. Then he said, it's a run. See, as it's coming down like that, with speed, it gets boom. Then it starts going, then it starts taxing down. The trouble is that you have ideas you want to accomplish. You think. You look for prayer points. Leave the ideas. Pray in tongues. 2-3 days. Just pray in tongues. Come back. Pray in tongues. Sleep. Then look at it again. You are coming back with a full force now. You are a dangerous, powerful security force. Do you hear me? We read this one last Friday. When the enemies are coming, the Spirit of God will raise up the standard. And that standard is in your mouth as you worship and as you do worship and pray in tongues. Can you close your eyes? Let's pray in tongues for a few minutes here before we leave here. He that prays on no tongue edifies himself, charges himself, prepare himself for tomorrow. You don't know what you are saying. You are speaking mysteries to God. And let's just do that for a few minutes. Let's just do that before we go home. Let's just speak in the spirit. Let's pray in tongues. Let's pray in tongues. You are covering tomorrow. You are repairing yesterday. You are fixing your today. You are renewing your tomorrow. You are making life bigger than what it is. Oh, glory. Takabala shudidide. Speak, Bible said, when a man speaks in tongues, nobody knows what he's saying. But he speaks divine secrets, mysteries. Praise the Lord. Look at your future. Look at what is afraid you're afraid of, and speak in tongues in the face of it. Are you feeling weak in certain areas? Overwhelm it with ability of the Holy Spirit as you worship and speak in the Spirit. You know, you can even sing in tongues when you don't know what to sing. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. And they began to speak. They were all filled and began to speak. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to Jesus. Media, give me Psalm 27 on the screen. NKJV. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I want you to adopt this as your window of operation in prayer. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. You wake up in the morning, pray in tongues. It will help you than just looking for words to say, looking for thoughts to fix the day. Sunday, give it to time of praying in the Spirit. Let's say this word. Let's now take the word of God in our mouth. Are we ready? Let's say it together. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Next verse. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Past tense, they are already defeated. Next verse. Though my heart shall not fear, though war may rise against me, in this I'll be content. Next verse. One thing have I desired the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold. Lift up and say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. For my family, for my future, for my finance, for my business, for my work. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the light of my life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my strength. Oh, glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Can we clap our hands for Jesus one more time? I think rebuke him, resist him, and get refilled. Start from refilling, then resist him, and then rebuke him. You'll see continuous waves of success in your life. Father, we thank you. I receive strength for your people. They have said you are their strength. So we receive strength to face life in these seasons. And Lord, I say to your people that the enemy has meant to damage them, but you have meant to bless them. That in these hard times and difficult days, your people will shine and they will come out of their best storage, and they will not only just get blessed and be a blessing, they will be. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you just pray for that person next to you, that God, just let it happen for him. Let it happen for her, all you have been speaking. Let him take hold of this truth. Choir, can we come? Sing quickly, give our offering. And get out of here. Praise God.